The WHAS 100 series continues, talking to all these great personalities who've been a part of this radio station over its first century. And Kim Scott Sawinski joins us. Hi, Kim.
Hi, you doing, Terry? Thank you so much for doing this and inviting me to be part of it. Really appreciate it.
I'm glad to hear your great voice, and you got a wonderful radio voice, and you did TV work too, right?
I did. Actually, I was the staff announcer for WHAS television during that time. So back in the 70s when I was there, the Bingham family owned the morning and afternoon newspaper, the AM and FM radio station, and then the CBS affiliate television station. So it was so much fun.
So what did you had to go into a booth like one of those announcers and put your hand up to your ear and say, "This is WHAS television."
Just like Gary Burbank on Laugh-In. Yeah, people will not remember that. They'll be, what? Yeah, it was great. We were able to, cross over as far as any kind of voice work. And the thing, of course, you guys are still involved with this, but working at a place like WHAS, you're so ingrained in the community, and you were out doing appearances all the time. And it's funny because I must have worked all the time, but it didn't feel like work. I'm sure it's like that for you because you love it. It's the difference between a job and a career. But I think back in those days when I used to be out in the country, like speaking to some group, you know, way far out, we didn't have a phone. I didn't have GPS. You had a map. You hope for the best. I was back a country road one time when one of the trucks had dropped off a big sheaf of just picked tobacco leaves. And I thought, man, I am in Kentucky, and I loved every single minute of it. And that's where I learned how to horseback ride, too. I took lessons while I lived there. But just all the appearances that we did, and being in the van every morning, I'd go someplace different, broadcast live from different locations, wherever something was happening. And it was really a golden time in my career.
That's cool, because some of the photos that we've found show you like, were you running a fitness class for listeners?
Yes. So we had the first fitness fair. That's when, you know, aerobics started to become very popular. I think Jane Fonda kind of kicked things off with her aerobic tapes. And I actually got my aerobic teaching certification while I was in Louisville. I used to take classes at the old YWCA downtown. And then after we did a fitness fair, we started taking classes. I would go somewhere and teach. We would do pop-up classes. I didn't send you the one picture, but I was out in the middle of the road. Like, it looked like there was a manhole and construction, and we're out doing aerobics in our little spandex tights and our leg warmers and all the things that we wore back at that time. But yeah, again, in the community, doing different things, connecting with our listeners. And it was really, really fun. Now I'm not sure if that would be even safe to do that.
Yeah, they probably would chase you off the streets now. It's not allowed. You know, one of the photos we have shows you in a Crusade for Children shirt, and it says the 30th WHAS Crusade for Children. We just finished the 69th Crusade. It's amazing.
So do the math. 39 years ago. Yeah, so we used to go out, and it was some kind of event where I was the WHAS representative, and I was involved with an arm wrestling contest, at which I won a little trophy. I did something with a bow and arrow, you know, just shooting, you know, for accuracy. I think I did skeet shooting for the first time. And again, they put you anywhere. So it was like, hey, are you available? Okay, go do this. Are you available? Go do that. And then, of course, during the Derby, we had the Chow Wagon. We were down there a lot doing just live remote broadcasts from anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah. And then on the morning show with Wayne Perkey and that whole team, you were part of that. I remember you hosting the morning show sometimes, too, I guess, when Wayne went on vacation.
I came on right after him. So I think he was on eventually until maybe 9 or 10. And then I had a show on from 10 to noon because I was part of the morning show because I kept contributing with that 7-person morning team. Bill Cody did afternoons. So it was just a really fun staff. We all liked each other. We got together socially, which was really fun as well. So great, great staff. They hired good people there, and then they kept them. I know I went to U of L on their ticket, University of Louisville, just to take classes because they they really kept their employees happy, you know, back in the day.
Pretty awesome. Ultimately, though, you left. You went to Cleveland. I know you were on TV and radio there. And so where are you now?
So I'm still in the Cleveland market now. I kind of transitioned from full-time radio and television to full-time teaching. I'm a 500 registered yoga trainer, yoga teacher, and I have an Ayurveda kind of side expertise in that. And then fitness classes I've been doing really since Louisville. So that was the start of that career, and it just kind of morphed into full-time. So it's been 40-plus years that I've been in fitness, and I've done a few videos, DVDs, and I just kind of go around now. I teach a lot of outdoor classes, mindfulness. In Florida in the winter, this was the first winter that I taught down there, January, February, and March, all outdoor classes, which was great for COVID, you know, just being outdoors and keeping everybody safe. So when I had my girls, I have twin girls that are now 30, I went to part-time radio and then more full-time fitness where I could work around being more of a full-time mom. And that was the decision I made. So, and I've always done freelance work. I still do volunteer work as far as freelance at a Catholic radio station in town. I'll do projects that people will call me to do for voice work, MC work, you know, things that you do too that kind of keep you connected in the industry. And people do remember from 30 years ago when I was on television and radio. This is the funniest thing. I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but if you're in a bathroom, like at an event or just out, like, I don't know, at a mall, and you'll be talking to somebody that you're with that's also in the bathroom, and they'll recognize your voice.
Yep.
Is that Ken Scott next to me? Yes, I'm on the bathroom finishing up, and I'm sorry I opened my mouth.
It happens to all of us because people do know us by our voices. They're like, I know you. Yes, well, let me wash my hands before I shake yours.
Exactly. Let's just bump elbows and we're done.
Well, you've got a beautiful family, your daughters and your husband. Everybody looks happy, and I'm so glad for you, Kim.
Thank you so much, Terry. And again, thank you for doing this. All the memories are great. People love the memories. And WHAS has a great heritage, great history. I'm really into history, and I just think it's something to preserve forever. And an important part of the community is much, you know, Crusade for Children, all the different things that the station has done throughout the years and will continue to do in the future. So good for you for doing that.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you in 100 more years when we're celebrating the 200th birthday.
Great. From heaven.
Great talking to you, Kim.
Same here, Terry. Stay well, and God bless.
That is Kim Scott Sawinski, who was on the morning team with Wayne Perkin and everyone else, and also a TV booth announcer for WHAS 40 years ago. Part of our WHAS 100 series.